I'm going to talk about my experience of writing my novel, The Lighthouse, which is my first one, how I picked up an agent en route, and how, when the novel was finished, it came to be published. I've always enjoyed writing and had the odd bit of encouragement when I was young, from a poem published in a competition anthology when I was at junior school to winning the runner-up prize in a scriptwriting competition run by Just 17 magazine. Publication in teen magazines such as My Guy and women's magazines also earned me a bit of pocket money. As an adult, in my 20s, I had a short story published in a local journal, but my writing activity in those days was sporadic. It was only after I had a baby in my 30s, just when I had less free time than I'd ever had, that I started to write every day. I wrote while my son slept, from when he was about 3 months old, and a story I wrote during this time was shortlisted for the Manchester Fiction Prize. At the prize giving, I met Nicholas Royal, one of the judges. Megan also knows Nick through the MA Creative Writing Programme at Manchester Metropolitan University, and it is through Nick that I now know Megan. After the prize giving, Nick contacted me to ask if I would write a short story for him to consider for Nightjar Press, which specialises in limited edition chapbooks containing single short stories. The story I wrote, When the Door Closed It Was Dark, was published as a Nightjar chapbook and later included in a Best British Short Stories anthology. Nick then invited me to submit a story for Murmurations, an anthology of uncanny stories about birds, which he was editing, proceeds to go to the RSPB. I wrote a story, The Egg, which he again liked and published. Nick asked me whether I was working on anything longer, like a novel. I had begun to write a story, which I thought of as a novella, called In the Dark, but had then stopped to write the Nightjar story. When I finished that and came back to this novella, or my novel, as Nick referred to it from the beginning, I found that the time away had given me a helpful perspective on it. I was drawn to my protagonist, but the situation I'd put him in wasn't really working, although I did make use of the scene elsewhere in the novel in due course. So I tackled the story afresh. 2 years before, my husband and I had been on a circular walking holiday in Germany, and I saw that this was an ideal context for certain themes which had begun to emerge in this story I was trying to write. It was, incidentally, one of the best holidays I've ever been on, unlike my protagonists. I always keep a diary when I'm abroad, and the one I had from that trip to Germany helped enormously with details. The novella or novel was at a very early stage, but Nick encouraged me to send it to him as I wrote it. I'd never shown a work in progress to anyone before. I don't even talk about stories I'm working on, but I trusted Nick and sent him the first three chapters. The new title, The Lighthouse, was originally a working title, but as it turned out, it fitted the story perfectly. Nick emailed back the same evening to say that he liked these chapters very much, telling me what he liked about them, what intrigued him, asking questions which occurred to him without requiring me to answer them, saying he couldn't wait to read more. And so I sent more, by email, two or three chapters at a time as I completed them. Each time, Nick's replies were wonderfully judged, encouraging and open. He made it clear that he was excited about the story, which made me feel really good and excited about what I was writing. His sensitive and positive approach was vital because I was still feeling my way through. I knew roughly how the story was going to end, but I didn't know exactly how it was going to get there, and I needed the journey to be mine to make without too much interference. I wrote the first draft in 6 months, writing for an hour or two every day. I write straight onto my laptop and make notes on whatever's to hand when away from my desk. I then type my notes up so that everything's together in one document. I incorporate these type notes as I go along. Writing every day means I don't lose momentum, and I edit a lot as I go along. Often I have no idea why I'm writing a particular section, but I trust my instincts about what's coming out onto the page, and if the words feel like they belong there, then I go with it. After I've worked with the section a bit and have perhaps even moved on to the next part, I'll begin to see what's going on, the bigger picture. That first draft was less than 25,000 words, just under 100 pages. Amongst the book I have on my bookshelves, if you discount introductions, etc., Muriel Spark's The Driver's Seat and Françoise Sagan's Bonjour Tristesse are only 100 pages long, and Conrad's Heart of Darkness is even shorter. And short novels do seem to be increasing in popularity at the moment, but still, publishers who seem generally to require at least 80,000 words were unlikely to pay much attention to my fewer than 100 pages. But in writing the first draft, I'd become aware of strands I needed to develop and more themes I needed to explore, and so I immediately began the second draft. By the end of the year, the word count had almost doubled. 50,000 words is still short, of course, for a novel, In a letter to a friend, F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote of his own 50,000-word novel, which was not selling well. It was too short. Remember this, never write a book under 60,000 words. Again, my bookshelves are heaving with successful 50,000-word novels, The Great Gatsby amongst them. Anyway, Nick, who was by now acting as my agent, emailed me in the spring of 2011 to say that the independent publisher Salt wanted to publish The Lighthouse. Salt specialises in short fiction as well as poetry, so the brevity of my novel was not an issue for them. I was offered a royalties-only contract, which I readily accepted. As well as being my agent, Nick was editing my novel. He has a very keen eye for grammatical accuracy and consistency, and made sure my German characters were, for example, thinking in centimetres and not inches. If he queried a word I had used, either I agreed with him, or I justified what I had written, and then he agreed with me. My other reader, my husband Dan, also did some good nitpicking, and is particularly proud of spotting something questionable in the very first paragraph. I had the line, "Fuss has only been on a ferry once before," when he went on holiday to Germany as a child. And Dan pointed out that as he had gone there and back, he had actually been on a ferry twice before. So you can read your own sentences 100 times and not see these bloopers. I write very privately, but a couple of pairs of eagle eyes at this stage were invaluable. My publisher did not get involved in this part of the process at all. We hear about publishers demanding all kinds of changes, which the author might be quite unhappy about, but this wasn't my experience. After the second draft, I stepped away from the novel for a few months to write some short stories. I then returned to do a third draft, after which there were many more read-throughs with dozens of tweaks each time. I'm sure I drove Nick crazy at this point. He kept thinking I'd finished and then I'd send through more changes. I also had an unexpected further opportunity, and even that turned out to be only the penultimate opportunity, to make revisions directly to the publisher before approving the text. I was very grateful to be able to make these improvements, but I was also reaching the point where I needed to stop fiddling with it. I read in a writing magazine that you, the writer, won't like your book cover, that you just have to accept what you're given and remember to be grateful that you're being published at all. In fact, I love my cover. Nick worked closely with the designer and involved me at a very early stage, emailing me various versions and inviting me to make choices and changes and agreeing with me when I did. It seems so important to be proud of your book as a package, especially given that the author is so involved in the marketing of a book these days, and it's a shame if this is a rare experience. At some point, Nick sent my manuscript to Margaret Drabble, whom he knew through having done some work for her on the Oxford Companion to English Literature. She very kindly read it and provided a wonderful quote for the cover. That was thrilling to have a positive quote from an established writer whom I admire. I emailed her to thank her, and she emailed back. She was extremely pleasant. So now the novel was pretty much complete, and it was time to turn to promotion. I had to complete an author questionnaire for Salt, which included drafting blurb for the back cover. Producing a list of competitions for which my novel was eligible, Salt will enter their titles into up to 3 competitions, and answering questions which encouraged me to think about how I could promote my book. I already had a website, but I set up a Facebook page. I began to arrange readings and joined Nottingham Writers Studio so that I could get involved in their word-of-mouth events, at which I have since read an extract from The Lighthouse. And I wrote to a writing magazine to which I subscribe, which resulted in a free advertisement. When Salt sent me the proofs of the novel for checking, I was able not only to correct a handful of mistakes, but to make a few further changes. I also provided the dedication and acknowledgements. And finally, I was sent the proofs of the cover. As this is my first novel, Nick had used, on the cover, some reviews of the Nightjar Press story, and had done it in a way which I think makes it very clear that they are not reviews of my novel. This pleased me because one of my pet hates is when praise for a previous novel is made to look like praise for the current one. Nick and I worked together on a last-minute revision of the blurb, and then with both the text and the cover now approved, the whole thing was ready to go to print. I think my years as a PA in a busy arts environment have been useful in my writing life. Knowing how an arts organisation works on the inside has helped me to understand what my publisher needs from me, and to watch out for communication problems, etc. Sometimes I seem to be doing almost as much admin as writing. My work background helps me to organise myself, to meet deadlines and so on. I often seem to be submitting revisions under some time pressure, and it's fortunate that I get enormous pleasure from writing furiously to a deadline late at night. An understanding partner has been vital. Having a preschool child, I mostly write in the evenings, and once had to turn around a set of revisions, which at the time I thought was my final opportunity during a family holiday. My novel was originally scheduled for publication on the 1st of March, but the date was pushed back to August to allow more time for review copies to circulate first, the possibility had arisen of a favourable review in one of the big newspapers. It has since been moved again to October, all Salt's releases having been pushed back a bit. So even though the official publishing date is still some months off, and The Lighthouse is not yet generally available, it has been printed, and the very first copies are being sold through the bookstall, which Blackwell's is currently running for us today. The publisher is currently sending out copies for review and entering my novel into this year's competitions, including the Booker Prize, which might be wishful thinking, but is exciting nonetheless.